Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. A former Abramoff partner and aide to Ohio Congressman Bob Ney pleaded guilty today. Neil Volz pleading guilty to charges tied to the investigation of influence peddling and government corruption. A federal judge says the punishment for Volz will depend on how much he helps investigators. A filing today in U.S. District Court in Washington says Volz and his co-conspirators worked to unjustly enrich themselves by giving and taking gifts to influence members of Congress. A lawsuit was filed today to force the Secret Service to provide copies of White House logs to determine how often allies and associates of convicted lobbyist Jack Abramoff visited the White House. The Democratic National Committee filed the lawsuit in U.S. District Court in Washington, saying the Secret Service has failed to comply with a Freedom of Information Act request for those logs. The Democrats want to know about White House visits by conservative activists Grover Norquist and Ralph Reed, Republican candidate for Lieutenant Governor of Georgia. They're also asking for logs that show visits by three former Abramoff business associates. Those are Michael Scanlon, who's pleaded guilty in the corruption scandal, David Safavian, the former Bush administration official who's under indictment in connection with Abramoff, and Patrick Pizzella, an assistant secretary of labor. The Secret Service has agreed to provide the logs of Jack Abramoff's visits to the conservative watchdog group Judicial Watch and the Democrats by this Wednesday. An American soldier was killed in a bombing in Iraq today. The military says a roadside bomb hit the soldier's vehicle in a convoy southeast of Baghdad. The U.S. military says a second American was killed yesterday in northern Iraq. Today, two other car bombs in the capital killed seven Iraqis. Police say the most deadly bombing hit near a crowded court in central Baghdad. It killed five Iraqis and wounded 10. The car bomb in the morning rush in eastern Baghdad hit a police patrol. That killed two officers and wounded five. Police say seven civilians also were hurt. Washington area sniper John Muhammad today cross-examined witnesses to the six Maryland killings for which he's now being tried. He's acting as his own attorney in this case. British Prime Minister Tony Blair says any consideration of a nuclear attack against Iran would be absolutely absurd. And Blair says he'll resign when he's ready and people should stop speculating about when he would step down. And he says, let's just let him get on with his work. This is Air America Radio News. We'll be right back.
Mike Hayden is supremely qualified for this position. I've come to know him well as our nation's first Deputy Director of National Intelligence.
Porter Goss, we hardly knew you. Guess you'll have more time to spend riding in limos with Hook. Spending time with your family. Yeah. We'll get to that story a little bit later on in the program, not too much later, just coming up here probably in the first hour. Unbelievable unbelievable move, the appointment of, or the nomination. He hasn't, I'm surprised Bush didn't make it a recess appointment. But then he knows he can count on the Democrats to, in the Senate, to once again roll over on their backs and raise their legs in the air and ask to have their bellies scratched. You really don't think the Democrats are going to oppose this, do you? We'll get to that too. Over the weekend, the story came out about Bush being asked when the new German chancellor, prime minister, president, the German chancellor, when she was in Washington last week. There was a writer from one of the magazines, German magazines, they had an interview with Bush and asked Bush what was the best moment of his presidency. And you're way ahead of me on this, I know, but I want to give you a couple answers here. Jimmy Carter said, I think the best time was probably dealing with the Middle East issue at Camp David. And even better, I think, was the peace treaty that came along 6 months later. I made a very difficult decision over the almost unanimous opposition of my cabinet and my staff to take the initiative and go to Egypt and go to Israel to try to get Begin and Sadat to agree on a peace treaty. And when they did sign, both of them signed the agreement, I guess that was probably my best moment. That's Carter. Clinton was asked the same question by Jim Lehrer. This was after all the impeachment stuff by the Republican maniacs. Jim Lehrer on the NewsHour said, as we sit here now, Mr. President, is this the best moment of your presidency? It was right after the Senate had acquitted him. Clinton answered, no, I won't say that. I don't know. So many things have happened here at home that have been important to me. Passing economic plan, passing the Brady Bill and assault weapon ban. So many things have happened internationally. The role that I was fortunate to be able to play in the peace process in the Middle East and in Northern Ireland. But this could have the biggest long-term positive consequences if we do it right. But frankly, I hadn't, you know, sometimes people say, do you feel vindicated? The answer is no. I think America has been vindicated. I think what we stand for has been vindicated. But keep in mind that there have been times in the past where people win a conflict and then squander the peace. So a lot of our work is still ahead of us. We got to get the people home, get the landmines up, work out the details of who is involved in the peacekeeping mission. We've got to organize police forces and civil government for the Kosovars. And then the really big thing over the long run, our European friends want to take the lead in this, but we ought to help them. We've got to get the World Bank and all these other people involved in a development plan for the Balkans that involves not just Kosovo, but Macedonia, Albania, Bulgaria, Romania, and I hope someday Serbia, if they have a government that respects freedom and democracy and human rights. Now, if we get all that done, it might be perhaps the most satisfying thing because it might prove that people can lay down their hatreds of people who are different. You know, I basically think free people will figure out a way to make the most of their lives and work out their problems if they can get the rules of engagement right. That's why I have somewhat of an extended answer to what you said about the Republicans, because I think, you know, differences are good. Nobody's got the whole truth, but you got to get the rules of engagement right. Bush was asked the question. His answer, you know, I've experienced many great moments, and it's hard to name the best, Bush told Weekly Bild am Sonntag when asked about his high point since becoming president in January 2001. I would say, he told the newspaper in an interview published on Sunday, I would say the best moment of all was when I caught a 7.5-pound perch in my lake. And I still get emails from conservative parts of the country where people tune in to the Malloy program because all of a sudden Air America is on the air in their city or their market, their town, and they never heard it before. And they listen to Al Franken during the day, and they, oh, okay. And they listened to Tom Hartman. They listened to Randy in the afternoon. Oh, okay, well, Randy's a little strident, they think. But, yeah, that's all right. And then they listened to Sam Cedar and Janine. Oh, well, And then they tune in at night and hear this program. And they hear me refer to Bush as a dumb bastard. Or a stupid son of a bitch. Or a freak. Or an idiot. Or brain dead. And they sit there and go, oh my God, listen to that language. Listen to what he's saying. Quick, get the smelling salts. I'm about to faint. I can't believe this. What is this, a communist network? We're going to have to boycott this radio station. Oh my God. I think the best moment in my presidency was when I caught a 7.5-pound perch. Something happened this afternoon, too late, I think, to be picked up on by very much media. I have seen nothing about it, but one of our regular correspondents sent this to me. Senator Christopher Dodd had a little meeting with the press about this around 3:30 this afternoon. There's a vote coming up in the Senate this week. It's called, as usual, it's written by Republicans, and it's a massive inversion of language and filled with lies. It's called the Health Insurance Marketplace Modernization and Affordability Act, or HIMMA. Scheduled for a vote by the Senate this week, and if it passes, it's been introduced by a Republican senator from Wyoming, some freak named Michael Enzi, E-N-Z-I, who is on the payroll of the health insurance industry. They give him thousands and thousands and tens of thousands of dollars to do this. If this thing passes, according to Senator Dodd, it will harm 85 million people who currently have health insurance. Now, that's the conclusion. That's not Senator Dodd's conclusion. That's the conclusion of a report released today by the National Consumer Health Organization called Families USA. Don't confuse Families USA with one of these right-wing, Christ-murdering so-called Christian organizations. It is not. FamiliesUSA.org. You can check them out. FamiliesUSA.org. As a matter of fact, I suggest you go to the website and read about this. This is critical stuff. The NZ bill, Republican from Wyoming, Michael Enzi, his Health Insurance Marketplace Modernization and Affordability Act, would eliminate state regulations that currently protect insured people so that they have adequate coverage. Most states have rules and regs that the health insurance criminals have to follow in order to operate their criminal enterprise inside various states. There are certain laws that have to be followed. And the way these criminal enterprises, known as the health insurance company, the way get around it, they just refuse to pay, and make you call in and frustrate your doctor, and then find something written into the language of the state law that they can litigate. These people are as bad as any vile organization in the history of the American experiment. The health insurance agency, health insurance companies. They are vile, rotten, every single one of them. There are no exceptions here. You may think that your health insurance company is good. Mine usually pays things on time. I also will say that my health insurance agency is an outlaw gang, a criminal organization. I go ahead and make the payments because I have to have health insurance, as does Kathy, as does our child. But they are all criminals, every single one of them. They're not in the business to provide health insurance coverage for you or make sure you stay well. They're in business to satisfy their shareholders. It is private enterprise based on sickness, based on disease and death. It is a criminal organization. All health insurance, whether they're health HMOs, PPOs, I don't care what they are. What the country needs is single-payer health plan, like Medicare. Only expanded. This HIMA, the Health Insurance Marketplace Modernization and Affordability Act, which is a lie, all of it is a lie, introduced by a senator from Wyoming, a Republican, Michael Enzi, will alter what crappy-ass coverage we get now to such a degree that it will take put 85 million people who think they have health coverage in jeopardy. I'll tell you about it when we come back. This is Air America.
ExxonMobil is barely getting by. With millions in profits, it's just another lie. Hey, don't it make you red state? Hey, don't it make you red state?
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Whether you have health insurance or not, chances are you don't have dental or vision coverage. But now, with the Optimum Health Discount Card, you and your family can get substantial savings of up to 60% off every time you visit your dentist or eye care professional. Because this is not insurance, everyone is accepted, even if you or your family members have pre-existing conditions. For only $9.95 a month, you, your spouse, and your children are all covered. Your membership includes access to our combined nationwide network of over 75,000 participating dentists and eye care professionals. Call right now and we'll also include for free the RX Saver discount prescription card. The RX Saver is accepted in most pharmacies nationwide and provides savings of up to 60% off most medications. Call our toll-free number now at 1-866-333-3000. That's 1-866-333-3000. Use the Optimum Health discount card risk-free for 30 days and start saving now on all of your dental and vision care needs. Call 1-866-333-3000. Again, 1-866-333-3000.
because life's too short to listen to right-wing radio. It's more of Mike Malloy.
So, this anti-American, family-hating, rat bastard senator from Wyoming, a Republican named Michael Enzi, has introduced a bill, because he is a whore of the health insurance industry, entitled the Health Insurance Marketplace Modernization and Affordability Act. It's scheduled for a vote in the Senate this week. If you go to familiesusa.org and study this bill, you will find some shocking information. If this bill passes, introduced by this Republican whore, paid for by the health insurance industry, the health insurance criminal enterprise, it will harm 85 million people who currently have some sort of health coverage, as crappy as most of it is. And you know it is. You know it is. The NZ bill will preempt state regulations that currently protect insured people so that they receive adequate coverage. If there weren't state regulations, the health insurance industry would charge whatever they could get away with and then just simply refuse to pay when the time came. They would have in the fine print, in thousands of pages of the fine print of your health insurance contract, there would be an exclusionary clause for whatever it was that sent you to the doctor or the hospital to begin with. They are predatory. The health insurance industry right now is probably, other than the oil industry, the most predatory, unregulated industry in the country. Even though there are state regulations, I'm not talking about state regulations, I'm talking about federal regulations. The NZ bill would destroy state regulations. According to the Families USA report, key medical treatment protections that would be lost include cervical cancer screenings, colorectal cancer screenings, prostate cancer screenings. None of that would be paid for anymore. No matter how much your insurance premium turns out to be, your insurance company would not pay for cancer screenings. You're screwed. Mammograms, no longer on the list. Mental health care, forget about it. Well child care, no more shots, no more exams for your kid. Emergency services, ha ha. Alcoholism treatment, be like the Kennedys. Dental anesthesia, nope, gone. Think about that one. Diabetic supplies, out the window. Drug abuse treatment, gone. Metabolic disorders like, diabetes, forget about it. Home health care, gone. The FamiliesUSA.org report also concludes that the NZ bill would result in higher discriminatory health insurance premiums. Why, of course. That's the modernization part of this misnamed bill. Higher insurance premiums for people with health problems and disabilities because this act will override state laws that protect people from significant premium differences based on health status, age, gender, and other factors like race. Ron Pollock, who's the executive director of Families USA, says, quote, the NZ bill is one of the most harmful anti-consumer health bills in recent memory. The bill will leave millions of people at the mercy of health insurance companies by eliminating a range of state laws to protect the consumer and regulate insurance company behavior. It's astonishing, isn't it? Are you looking it up? Go! FamiliesUSA.org. Look at it. This is what Republicans are about. This is what Republicans are about. A Republican senator from Wyoming, Michael Enzi. Now, you got to wonder, I realize there's how many people in Wyoming? 38? I understand there's not a lot of people there. Consequently, not a lot of people would be affected by this. But this vicious little bastard has the audacity to become, first of all, a lay-on-his-back, spread-em whore for the health insurance industry. But he wants to gut the state laws not just in Wyoming, but across the country. I hate these people. I hate these people with a passion that scares me. Nothing to help the health insurance miasma that we have in this country. Nothing to get us out of this maze of insanity. What is the United States now? Where do we rank overall in health? I think we're down to about 17th or 19th now. And you know when the drop has occurred? Since HMOs and PPOs and all this other alphabetical garbage went into effect. How much longer are we going to put up with this? How much longer are we going to put up with Republicans in the Senate or the House who constantly operate only to the advantage of the corporations who pay for them, who turn them into little petty whores and send them to Congress? How much longer are we going to deal with this? How much, huh? Just think about it. How much longer are we going to deal with it?
Although my parts are awful wrong, you might have been infected, but you never were a bore. I'm dying from your love, my love. I'm your spirochetal clown. I've left my body to science, but I'm afraid they've turned it down.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Every day, Aleve helps millions of people overcome the pain of arthritis. In recognition of Arthritis Month, Aleve is bringing you one of their stories every day.
I'm Phyllis Ocean, and this is my story. When I was diagnosed, my arthritis was in my knees. I started using Aleve. You don't know how good you feel until the pain is gone.
31 people, 31 stories, 31 days of good news. That's a daily dose.
Aleve works for me.
Watch for a new story each day on national TV and AleveGoodNews.com. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
Some of the best minds in the automotive industry, using some of the most sophisticated design facilities. Engineers from Ford Motor Company are working together on a common mission, creating safer cars for our families and our children. Ford is renewing its commitment to driving American innovation. At the core of that effort is your safety, because every single life saved is worth it. Ford, driving American innovation.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor, now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420.
that, we grow pretty good crops and grow good beef.
Twenty-six before the hour, the Washington Post had an article in today's paper about this filthy, degenerate, unconscionable pig named Enzi, this Republican senator from Wyoming. He has the audacity to say that by destroying state laws that require some of this coverage, that it will make insurance more affordable and therefore employers will be more inclined to insure more people who work for them. And Enzi, this lying pig bastard from Wyoming, says that as many as a million uninsured people will wind up with insurance. Now, this is why I hate Republicans with a passion, as I said, that scares me. First of all, he's a liar. It's just a flat-out lie. In the Washington Post article, he suggests, this Enzi pig suggests, that employers will be more inclined to stay with the coverage they have so that people really wouldn't be dropped from the rolls, health insurance, which is nonsense. Because if the rules change, if the state laws change, then it doesn't make any difference what the employer does. The health insurance company itself will change the rules. Well, we don't cover well baby care anymore. We don't cover cancer screening anymore. We don't cover this. We don't cover that. We don't cover this. We don't cover that. But this pig, this filthy, filthy pig, Enzi, has the audacity to put out there for people who don't have time to investigate this, the lie that through the graciousness and salvation of his act, more people will get health insurance coverage. I hate these people. I just hate them. If America, if we do not remove these bastards from office in this election coming up in November, if we don't shift the power back to the Democrats, as creepy and weak and cowardly as they are, maybe they'll find some backbone if they get back in office. I don't know. But we can't continue with this. And the name of it, the name of the act, the way they just utterly and absolutely corrupt and destroy language, the health insurance marketplace modernization and affordability act. Like Clear Skies Initiative, like No Child Left Behind. Okay, it's up to you. I don't know who else is talking about this on talk radio, but it's up to you now. Go to familiesusa.org, and don't confuse that with these murderously genocidal fake Christian organizations that use the word family or USA in their name. Familiesusa.org is it's a website concerned with health coverage. Check it out, familiesusa.org, and then. You know, here we go again, but this is what democracy looks like. Write to your senator. Write to your senator. Raise hell. You better do this. I'm telling you. Now, the 45 or 50 million people who don't have health insurance, it really doesn't matter, does it? Do you suppose a time will ever come when the grip of these Republican pigs is loosened? And the Democratic pigs that also take money from the health insurance industry is loosened to the extent that serious debate can begin about single-payer health care in this country, like Medicare. What's the number? How much is spent on a promotion and advertising and profit in the health care industry as it stands now, this garbage dump of filth and greed? How much? 22%, 18%, 26%? I don't know. I guess it varies with the greed of the company. What is it in Medicare? 3%? 97% of Medicare goes for health care? We've got a model. Medicare obviously needs some tweaking. It definitely does. But it's probably the most successful so-called social safety net program ever in place in this country, with the exception, of course, of Social Security. But, I mean, Medicare has been around for, what, 35 years, 40 years? How long has it been around? Mid-60s? Late 60s? But the health insurance industry, other than the military-industrial complex or the oil industry, I can't think of a more corrupt, filthy, degenerate, anti-family, anti-human, pro-death organization than the health insurance industry. It is corrupt from top to bottom. There is nothing, not a thing, good to say about the health insurance industry. If you have health insurance, like I do, and you file your claim, like I do, and it's paid for after your deductible or your copay or whatever, like I do, fine. It's still corrupt and filthy and degenerate. And it needs to be just eliminated. It needs to be gotten rid of. There needs to be single-payer health care in this country. Why is that so hard to get through the Senate or the House or through our own minds? Why is it? Well, you know the answer to that. Man. When I read the Post article late today, went to familiesusa.org early this evening, I just about had a coronary. Kathy, does our health insurance cover coronaries? Now, I need to get this out here. Cliff, one of my regular emailers, sent me the link. A couple of you have sent the link. It's from Cincinnati, Channel 9, WCPO. It's an ABC affiliate. And it's from September 11, 2001. In other words, 9-1-1. And the time on the story is 11:43 a.m. on September 11th, 2001, right? The day of infamy. Now, I don't know what to do about this. I'm just going to share it with you. I know a lot of you have seen this. A lot of you have seen this and so on and so forth. But let me just share it. This you can still find it. Go to WCPO.com. And check back through their archives to September 11, 2001, and you'll find this. The title is Plane Lands in Cleveland, Bomb Feared Aboard. Okay? Here's what it says. A Boeing 767 out of Boston made an emergency landing Tuesday at Cleveland Hopkins International Airport due to concerns that it may have a bomb aboard, said Cleveland Mayor Michael White. White said the plane had been moved to a secure area of the airport and was evacuated. United identified the plane as Flight 93. The airline did not say how many people were aboard the flight. United said it was also, quote, deeply concerned, end quote, about another flight, Flight 175, also a Boeing 767, which was bound from Boston to Los Angeles. On behalf of the airline, CEO James Goodwin said, quote, the thoughts of everyone at United are with the passengers and crew of these flights. Our prayers are also with everyone on the ground who may have been involved. United is working with all the relevant authorities, including the FBI, to obtain further information on these flights, close quote, he said, the CEO of United. Now, for all you folks out there who get all frothy at the mouth about us conspiracy theorists, I'm sure there's a rational, reasonable explanation here why the mayor of Cleveland and Channel 9 in Cincinnati and the CEO of United, blah, 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 would say all this stuff about Flight 93. I thought Flight 93 crashed in Pennsylvania. Isn't there a movie out about it? And I'm sure this has been hashed and rehashed and rehashed, and I know I'm about to get 30 emails from all the structural engineers telling me why the story's a fake, or it's been disproved, or it was a mistake, or they got the flight numbers wrong, or the mayor was drunk, or Channel 9 were having in the middle of an orgy, or the CEO of United never said that, and yada yada, on and on and on and on and on and on and on. But it's still out there. The story's still out there. It's still, if you dig into WCPO's archives, it's still there. It's still there. There it sits. A Boeing 767, emergency landing, Cleveland Hopkins, Flight 93. Anybody want to comment on that? Huh? Come on, send me an email. Tell me how that story's already been disproved and never happened. The moon is made out of blue cheese. No, it's green cheese. I'm sorry. Up is down. Left is right. It never happened. Come on, Malloy. Don't sign off with the conspiracy theorists. Come on, Malloy. Come on, Malloy. Anybody want to comment on that? Because America's been took. It's plain to see. The oldest trick in the book is making enemies. A phony evil soul of government can do its dirt and take away your freedom, lock and load, and search. Oil, blood, money make these killers ride cold. Suspicious suicide, people dying, never told. It's all a part of playing God, so you think we need them. While being ass crossed, take away your rights to freedom. Bear witness to the sickness of these dictators. Hope you understand the time, brother, because it's major. What could you
do if The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hey, True Seekers, Mike Malloy here. Are you as alarmed as I am by the assault on our freedoms by the religious right? An essential element of freedom is the right to choose or reject religious beliefs. And this is why I fully support the Freedom From Religion Foundation as it takes the lead in challenging the growing threat from the religious right in the United States. If you'd like further information on the dangers of living in a theocracy, please call 800-335-4021. 800-335-4021 or visit their website, ffrf.org.
Every day, Aleve helps millions of people overcome the pain of arthritis. In recognition of Arthritis Month, Aleve is bringing you one of their stories every day.
I'm Phyllis Ocean, and this is my story. When I was diagnosed, my arthritis was in my knees. I started using Aleve. You don't know how good you feel until the pain is gone.
31 people, 31 stories, 31 days of good news. That's a daily dose.
Aleve works for me.
Watch for a new story each day on national TV and AleveGoodNews.com. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain. We'll be right back.
Ready for a liberal helping of truth? It's more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 9 before the hour. Let's do some phone calls here. The phone number here, by the way, is 866-303-2270 if you would like to check in. Barbara is calling from Cave Creek, Arizona. Barbara, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
Doing fine.
Okay, thank God. they're getting wacky. Maybe they're just trying to get everything done before the election. You know, all this horribleness passed when they can pass it.
I would imagine that's part of it. But Republicans for the past 12, 14 years have constantly been like this. Even when Clinton was in office,
But they're not Republicans. I don't know what they are.
Right. I understand that. But they have R's after their names. And even when Clinton was president, they tried this, and a lot of stuff they got through because Clinton was all involved in triangulation, and sometimes when he should have vetoed things, he did not, in my opinion. But on the other hand,
I agree. You know.
In the past 6 years, what we've seen is an absolute destruction of America by these anti-American, anti-family, pro-death Republicans. They're like rats inside of a barrel of decaying mustard seed or something.
Yes,
I don't know.
Who are they working for?
I don't know.
They're not working for us.
No.
I mean, we're paying them, but they obviously have some other agenda because everything they're doing is, why would you reelect them? Why would anybody of any party affiliation? It's gone beyond party. It's just complete and utter turning this country into a chaotic third world mess. I don't know who they are and what the heck they're doing, and why would they do it in their own backyard? Go somewhere else and do it.
I guess if you pay these people enough money, Barbara, they'll do anything.
A dog does not do their thing in their own yard. You know, this has gone. Who are they working for? What do they get out of this by totally destroying everything for everybody in this country? I mean, what other countries don't have that have this much money don't have universal health care? Doesn't China?
Well, I don't know.
Communism provides.
Yeah,
for...
I would be reluctant though to hold up China as a model of.
No, I'm just saying. Germany.
I understand what you're saying. Most industrialized, so-called nations have in place comprehensive single-payer health care. That is effective, that is efficient. I don't care what the right-wingers say when they attack.
They have organized societies.
I'm sorry?
Their societies are organized. These guys have dismantled our society.
Yeah, and they continue to do it. Thanks, Barbara. I hear what you're saying. I'm just as upset as you are. Thanks for checking in. Every time I hear one of these right-wingers attack the Canadian system or attack the British system or attack the German system or attack country's medical health delivery service apparatus is attacked. It's infuriating because all of these so-called socialized medicine plans could do with some tinkering and some tweaking. I'm not a Canadian. I'm not a citizen of the UK. I'm not a citizen of New Zealand. I believe has universal health care. How about Australia? It seems like so many members of the British Commonwealth or the former British Commonwealth have some sort of comprehensive single payer health care. And I know the horror stories. I know. I just read something weird. The New York Times. I don't know about. Dental care in the UK and how people have to wait and wait and wait and wait. I'm not saying these are perfect. Dental insurance in this country is you don't have to wait because there is none. Oh, I know. There's little tinky ass plans where you can go get your teeth cleaned every 6 months. Woo! So all of these single payer plans could use some tinkering. Every society where they're set up, there is a strong lobby trying to tear them down. Because isn't healthcare something like food that everybody must have? Jesus. Hit us in our weakest spots. That's what these right-wingers seem to do. Having trouble breathing? Okay, here's the Clean Air Act for you. Having trouble taking care of your healthcare expenditures? Okay, here is the healthcare modernization and home improvement saturate your brain with bull act. It just goes on and on. It just doesn't stop. That's the part that is so infuriating. So infuriating. Hi is calling from Pembroke Pines, Florida. Hi, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
How you doing? Hi. No, I'm sorry.
High the moon, yeah.
Yeah, hi. I know. You hear that all the time. Hi, I got to put you on hold and come back right after the break. I just wanted to say hi. Take a break. We'll be right back and talk, okay? All right, stay where you are. We will be back after the break. Stay with us. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
On Air America Radio.
Whether you have health insurance or not, chances are you don't have dental or vision coverage. But now, with the Optimum Health Discount Card, you and your family can get substantial savings of up to 60% off every time you visit your dentist or eye care professional. Because this is not insurance, everyone is accepted, even if you or your family members have pre-existing conditions. For only $9.95 a month, you, your spouse, and your children are all covered. Your membership includes access to our combined nationwide network of over 75,000 participating dentists and eye care professionals. Call right now and we'll also include for free the RX Saver discount prescription card. The RX Saver is accepted in most pharmacies nationwide and provides savings of up to 60% off most medications. Call our toll-free number now at 1-866-333-3000. That's 1-866-333-3000. Use the Optimum Health discount card risk-free for 30 days and start saving now on all of your dental and vision care needs. Call 1-866-333-3000. Again, 1-866-333-3000.
Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. Primaries are being held in Nebraska tomorrow. Tom Osborne, the congressman best known for his football coaching victories at the University of Nebraska, is hoping for a win. Osborne trying to beat Nebraska's sitting governor, Republican Dave Heineman, in the Republican primary. in his three House races in Nebraska. Osborne has never gotten less than 82% of the vote. But the polls show the two men are almost neck and neck. The wild card in this is that thousands of Nebraska Democrats have changed their registration to Republican, and it's expected many of them plan to vote in the primary tomorrow. Zacharias Moussaoui says he lied on the stand about being involved in 9/11, and he is asked to withdraw his guilty plea. The statement appears in a motion filed in federal court outside Washington by Moussaoui's attorney. Last week, Moussaoui was sentenced to life in prison after a jury rejected the government's appeal to sentence him to death. The appeal said to be unlikely to reverse that decision. The FBI is reportedly now investigating whether the number three official at the CIA improperly intervened in the award of contracts to a businessman implicated in the congressional bribery scandal. A law enforcement official says CIA Executive Director Kyle Dusty Fargo already was under investigation by the agency's inspector general in connection with his relationship to San Diego businessman Brent Wilkes. The FBI reportedly has opened its own investigation of Fargo. He has decided to retire now from the CIA following the resignation last Friday of CIA Director Porter Goss. Last week, the CIA released a statement on Fargo's behalf in which he denied any improprieties. Meanwhile, George Bush today made his selection to replace Porter Goss. He says General Michael Hayden knows the intelligence community from the ground up, but some lawmakers of both parties are leery of putting an Air Force general in charge of the civilian spy agency. And any confirmation hearings, Hayden is probably going to have to answer some questions about the Bush administration's secret domestic surveillance program. He used to head the National Security Agency. The U.S. military says four Taliban militants were killed, one captured after a missile strike on a cave complex near Afghanistan's border with Pakistan. A U.S. military spokesman says the airstrike was ordered after a joint team of American ground forces and Afghan soldiers saw a truck being loaded with rockets near the cave. This is Air America Radio News.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Let me give the phone number one more time, 866-303-2270, but hold off because all the lines are full. Let's go back to Hi, who's called in from Pembroke Pines, Florida. Hi, thanks for holding on.
Okay, Mike. You know, one of your last calls was asking the question, who are these guys?
Right.
And these guys are Mengele's experimental boys from Brazil.
I think you're right.
If they're not, they're the closest thing to it. You know, I've been really rough on these guys before they were even elected, and I used to call some talk shows down here in Florida, and they said, oh, you're overreacting, how can you call them Nazis, I don't use those words, and so forth and so on. And I hear the same people today now using the same words that I used when it's coming back at me.
How smart...
It was so obvious.
Yeah, how smart did we have to be 2, 4, 6 years ago to realize... This new breed of Republican who are not Republicans, you know, I can live with Republicans. These people I can't live with. How smart did you have to be able to figure this out?
This is right out of Goering's playbook. They showed Judgment in Nuremberg recently on TV.
Yeah, you know, I saw.
Yeah,
I saw. It was what? Turner Classic Movies, wasn't it? I was watching it. It was over the weekend.
You remember when Burt Lancaster, at the end, he gives it all up?
Yeah.
And he describes how they took over.
Yeah.
And wasn't it exactly what is going on in this country today?
It is.
I started to sweat, you know. And by the way, you know, the day that the Twin Towers went down, I was watching TV, and they were interviewing one of the wives of one of the male passengers on the flight, and she was in touch with him over the cell phone, and she said that while he was talking to her, he said there was a puff of white smoke off the right wing, and the interviewer said, "Well, you know, I was in the Air Force." He said, "You know, that means that they shot a missile at the plane." You never saw that interview or heard that interview again.
I wonder when the absolute real truth from start to finish of what occurred on this in this country on September 11th is going to come out.
I don't think it's ever going to come out, and I think we're in for a long, long road to hoe, because the people that are in office now are not really the ones that are in charge. The ones that are really in charge are out of reach.
Yeah.
These are just the guys that are working for them. These are the low-level gangsters. The real criminals are way, way up there.
They're pirates. They're thieves. You know, I'd rather have Tony Soprano running this country.
They live in a different world. They're alien to this planet. I don't mean that literally.
I know.
I'm just saying that these are people who, when they think in completely different ways than you do. And by the way, I got a bone to pick with you.
Go ahead.
All right. I'm a Zionist. And you made some comments a little while back that really frosted my keister.
Well,
when you were talking about Israelis murdering Palestinian children or Jews getting a free ride, you know something? If anybody's getting a free ride, it's the Palestinians and the Arabs that are killing Israelis and killing each other and the mothers that are celebrating their children.
Hi, this is not a topic I'm doing tonight, all right?
All Listen, right, but I just right. had to get it in because...
Okay,
I
all right, but that's, but hi, that's a cheap shot because I'm not on that topic. I don't have the time to get into this. If you're a Zionist, you're a Zionist. You know, I have nothing to say about this topic tonight. No, don't interrupt. I'm going to say goodbye now, and thank you for checking in, but I'm going to end the phone call. We'll talk some night. I'm going to bring up this topic, and we're going to talk about it for 3 hours, and my audience will reduce itself by about 90%, but by God, we will talk about it, because, when I make statements, about this subject, about the destruction of life in the Middle East by Israelis bombing Palestinians, suicide bombing Israelis, and I take a certain position, somebody starts to insinuate something about me, I just want to say, go screw yourself. I don't want any, you know, I'm not interested in that. I'm just not interested in that. I've got very clear position on this. Jesus, I'm talking about it. Nope, that's it. Not talking about it tonight. Adioski.
Not going to happen. All right, let me see here. Phil is calling from San Diego. Phil, welcome to the program.
Yeah, good evening, Mike.
Hey.
Yeah, I kind of sympathize with Hyde because basically it's like that's what these neocons want us to do, is to be divisive and take everything out on one another.
Sure, sure, absolutely.
And I think I might have the answer to what you were, when you were speaking earlier about familiesusa.org.
Mm-hmm.
Six-letter word, because he comes from there, Wyoming, Mr. Cheney. It's like his way of getting, saying, well, you guys want to take me out? Okay, this is what I give America. Because remember what he did to that congressman, telling him to F you? He's like saying, F you, America.
I know, and I, you know, this gang around Bush, including Bush, is the most anti-American, pro-death, murderous, miserable bunch of vermin that I've ever seen. And I've been politically aware for 40 years. I've never seen scum like this.
They're like androids.
Oh,
they're
my
not even,
God.
No soul, you know.
They hate the country. They hate Americans. They hate children. They hate everything. They are just eaten alive with hate. And they do everything they can to destroy the country, destroy the economy, destroy the military, destroy the reputation, destroy ethics, morality, everything. I don't understand this. I just wish they would go. I wish they would all leave. Just get out of town.
Well, remember down in Crawford with Cindy Sheehan when she set up Camp Casey for her son, and these neocons there, right-wing goons out there chanting what they chanted?
Oh,
that's basically what Cheney is saying to America. We don't care. They don't care about Jack, you know?
I hear you.
Hey, thanks for being there, Mike.
All right. Appreciate you checking in. Appreciate you checking in. Take care. Take care. Let's see. You know, you can hear that in that caller's voice. And you hear it in my voice, the rage, the anger. What the hell? I mean, greed is one thing. Yeah, it's one of the seven deadly sins, right? Or crimes. Or mental aberrations. But what these neocons are demonstrating, where concerns our foreign policy, our domestic policy, the way we take care of ourselves, what we believe about ourselves, our belief in science as opposed to religious superstitions, our all of it. I can't process the anger either. I can't let it go. I can't let it go. Just like so many people email me or call this program. And it never stops. It just doesn't stop. It doesn't stop. It just keeps coming and coming and coming. When you think these bastards can't do anything else to hurt this country, then you get some freak like this Senator Enzi who introduces something because he is a lay on your back or lay on your stomach whore for the health insurance industry, and he's doing what he's paid to do. And it will destroy health insurance coverage, just rip it to shreds for 85 million health insurance holders. It's just unbelievable. One man that can introduce legislation that will do that much damage. Now, there's a very clear demonstration of the value of that kind of a man if you take a look at utilitarian philosophy. One man who will sell out 85 million people for $150,000 or to maintain his seat in the Senate. What a pig! How do people like that... See, I don't get it, because I still have some human qualities like you do, you know? If I do something wrong, I can still feel guilty. I really can. If I lie, God forbid, the lie will last. If I don't even dare attempt to lie to the most important person in my life, Kathy. I don't even attempt it because I can't do it. You know what I'm talking about. And I'm an average dude, man. I'm no different from anybody else except these Republican scum. How do they do it? How do they do it? How can they live such immoral, unethical, poisonous lives and make it so miserable for everybody else? And stand there in front of rallies and re-election committees in front of the American public with that dead-eyed look in all of their faces, every single one of them, and spew their lies, knowing that they're hurting so many thousands, if not millions of people, just hurting those people, causing grief, pain, financial trouble. So now cut the health insurance. People can't bankrupt anymore when they get caught with medical bills. So now let's go to the other side. Just keep slashing and burning. And then let this rat bastard in the White House get out there and say, well, the economy is improving. Look at all the jobs we've created. Look at the stock market. Woo-hoo! It's just infuriating. I've said before, don't come to this program for answers. I don't have any. Oh, I've got an answer, but I can't say it on the air. Oh, certainly I have an answer. But I know what the rules are, and I can't say it on the air. Oh, I could say it on the air and probably get away with it, and then that would be the end of that, wouldn't it, huh? We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Fire and you lie. You freaking liar. You freaking liar.
The world has changed after September the 11th. It's changed because we're no longer safe.
Saddam Hussein is determined to get his hands on a nuclear bomb.
Nuclear weapon.
Nuclear weapon.
Nuclear weapon.
You lied to us, you frickin' liar. Your party's going to hell in a blazing ball of fire. And you lie. You frickin' liar. You frickin' liar.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Must you sacrifice your values to be a successful investor? At Pax World, we don't think so. We offer you the opportunity to invest with your values. We also believe companies meeting higher social and environmental standards are better long-term investments. Pax World, socially responsible mutual fund since 1971. Available with a low $250 minimum investment.
You should consider a fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses before investing. For this and other important information, please obtain a fund prospectus by calling 1-800-767-1729 or online at paxworld.com. Please read the prospectus carefully before investing.
You're on the Ovaltine Nutrition Hotline with nutritionist Felicia Stoller.
Hi, I just found out that I'm lactose intolerant, but I love chocolate milk. Can I still use Ovaltine?
You sure can. Just add rich chocolate Ovaltine to your lactose-free milk. Not only does Ovaltine make lactose-free milk taste better, it also makes it better for you. That's because rich chocolate Ovaltine has 16 vitamins and minerals. So turn lactose-free milk into delicious chocolate milk that's really nutritious with rich chocolate Ovaltine.
More Ovaltine, please!
complaint against the detainees. And the allegations by people who were held in detention, people who hate America, people that have been trained to disassemble, that means not tell the truth.
Okay, a couple more things here, and then I want to play the sound for you from today. Bush and Negroponte, the mass killer from the 80s, who now is preparing his mass killing schemes for this country. I totally missed it. This is from last Thursday. The FBI, this is from The Progressive. Matt Rothschild wrote this. The FBI has been keeping tabs on School of the Americas Watch. That's the human rights group that monitors this terrorist training school in Fort Benning, Georgia. Rothschild writes, in fact, the FBI has elevated its concern about SOA Watch to priority level, claiming that the group is subject to, quote, counterterrorism, unquote, monitoring. That's according to documents released on May 4th by the ACLU and its Georgia chapter. Now, I'm sure everybody knows SOA Watch was founded by Father Roy Bourgeois back in 1990 and organizes these annual protests at Fort Benning that draw thousands upon thousands of protesters. I'm sure you also know that in a PR stunt, School of the Americas changed its name to the Western Hemisphere Institute for Security Cooperation. Father Bourgeois said in the ACLU press release, quote, our intentions are peaceful and our commitment unwavering as we nonviolently call attention to a school that has trained some of the worst human rights abusers in this hemisphere. Now, the FBI denies anything wrong in its investigation of SOA Watch. They say our reaction is the same to all the other ACLU allegations about FBI spying. The FBI does not investigate individuals based on First Amendment activities. The FBI investigates only when we have information that an individual or a group may be involved either in violent activity or national security issues. Good night. Better wake up, folks. We better wake up. From the Air Force Times. An Air Force Major General who used email to seek donations for a Republican congressional candidate may have violated at least two military regulations. First, improper use of his military computer and using his position to solicit votes and contributions for a political candidate. But Major General Jack J. Catton Jr. also tripped a third hot wire when he wrote in his email that was sent to scores of recipients, many with .mil addresses, when he wrote that, quote, we are certainly in need of Christian men with integrity and military experience in Congress, end quote. Integrity and military, Christian men with integrity and military experience in Congress. Jesus. Catton is an active duty officer. He's Director of Requirements for Air Combat Command, Langley Air Force Base, Virginia. What else is at Langley? Ooh, let me think. Oh, that's right, the CIA.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
My name's Rachel, and in 8 years, I'll be an alcoholic.
Kids who drink before age 15 are 5 times more likely to have alcohol problems when they're adults.
I'll start drinking in middle school, and I'll do some things I don't really want to do. So by the time my parents talk to me about it, alcohol won't be my only problem.
So start talking before they start drinking. To learn more, go to StopAlcoholAbuse.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and this station.
Time furnished by the Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Katie Rodan. Dr. Kathy Fields and I created Proactive Solution because acne is the number one problem we see in our practices. As dermatologists, we treat acne as a physical condition. But what really affected us was seeing the emotional toll acne takes. So maybe you're the one with the breakouts. You shy away from social situations. You avoid being photographed, or you won't leave the house without makeup. So what's preventing you from trying Proactive? My guess is that you're afraid. You're afraid that it just won't work. Afraid to get your hopes up, only to be disappointed. This time you don't have to worry. We are so confident that Proactive will work for you that I'm offering you a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Solution.
Just call 1-800-426-0651 and you'll become a believer. Let Proactive prove it. Call 1-800-426-0651 for your risk-free trial. Call 1-800-426-0651. Call now.
Must you sacrifice your values to be a successful investor? At Pax World, we don't think so. We offer you the opportunity to invest with your values. We also believe companies meeting higher social and environmental standards are better long-term investments. Pax World, socially responsible mutual fund since 1971. Available with a low $250 minimum investment.
You should consider a fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses before investing. For this and other important information, please obtain a fund prospectus by calling 1-800-767-1729 or online at paxworld.com. Please read the prospectus carefully before investing.
Hey, truth seekers, it's time for your humble and obedient servant, more of Mike Malloy.
26 before the hour. So this general, Major General Jack Catton, U.S. Air Force, sends emails to bunches of people supporting a Republican candidate, a retired Air Force major named Bentley Rayburn. And he says, first of all, he's not allowed by military regulations to do that. But he did it anyway. And I'm quoting from Air Force Times. And he says that the country needs Christian men with integrity and military experience in Congress. Now, okay, there's nothing wrong with advocating a voting for a Christian man or a Jewish man or a Muslim man or an atheist man. Nothing at all. Even for a military pig like this guy, who uses his position as a major general to put a little pressure here and there, perhaps, for this candidate. Now, the candidate himself, this Rayburn freak, says that the email is being made an issue by Mike Weinstein. Uh-oh. An Air Force Academy graduate who now is suing for a total ban on proselytizing and evangelizing by Air Force members while on duty. Weinstein. What is that, Irish? Scottish? Michael Weinstein. Yeah, I know about this. I know about this lawsuit. So, you know, Weinstein is saying, hey, back off. For Christ's sake, we're here to learn how to kill people. Will you keep your Jesus out of it? That's all. We're here to learn how to kill people and blow things up. In other words, we're here to learn about how to fight a war. Please keep your Jesus out of it. Oh, well then. Political candidate Rayburn says, well, you know, it's Mikey Weinstein. He says, quote, what made Weinstein mad is that Major General Catton suggested we need more Christians with military experience in Congress. If Jack's email did not have that word, Christian, it would not be an issue. Well, all together now, 3, 2, 1, duh! Weinstein said in a telephone interview Monday that neither Rayburn nor Catton get it. Weinstein said Rayburn urged him in a phone conversation not to go public. Remember, Rayburn is the candidate. Major General, retired. Major General Bentley Rayburn urged Weinstein not to go public with his complaint about the email, quote, because it would hurt the United States of America, end quote. You filthy pig, Rayburn. You piece of human waste. Rayburn said he did not recall saying that, but he added that, in my opinion, he's already brought great damage to the country. Well, let me tell you something, jackass. Mikey Weinstein is an officer in the United States Air Force. What do you mean he's brought great damage to the country? Just never stops, does it? It never stops. And Catton, Major General Jack J. Catton Jr., boy, I'll bet you he carries a .45 caliber sidearm with white pearl handle. You want to bet he does or doesn't, huh? What do you want to bet? I'm sorry, I don't mean 40. I mean a .44 caliber with a pearl, white pearl handle on it, pistol grip on it, right? Major Jack Catton, hey! We need Christian men who know how to torture and kill in Congress. He's an active duty officer, director of requirements for Air Combat Command, Langley Air Force Base, Virginia. Now, what other Air Force general has recently been in the news? Oh, that's right. So here's Chucklenuts nominating another right-wing freak, Michael Hayden, General Michael Hayden, as director of the CIA. Now, how did this happen? Well, Rove had to reach into his bag of unindicted Bush cronies and those who are not going to be indicted and come up with the best candidate he can. Plus, don't forget, this country is heading into a militaristic form of totalitarianism. Now, they don't think this General Hayden is involved in any sex scandals or money laundering or other neocon chicanery. Of course, he's probably another one of these Jesus loves you, now die types. But there's that nasty little connection to Duke Cunningham's people at MZM. You don't know what MZM? Well, I'll tell you what it is in a second. All right, let's try to fool the sheeple once again.
Today I'm pleased to nominate General Mike Hayden as the next director of the Central Intelligence Agency. Mike Hayden is supremely qualified for this position. I've come to know him well as our nation's first deputy director of national intelligence. In that position, he's worked closely with our Director of National Intelligence, John Negroponte, to reform America's intelligence capabilities to meet the threats of a new century. Mike has more than 20 years of experience in the intelligence field. He served for 6 years as Director of the National Security Agency, and thus brings vast experience leading a major intelligence agency to his new assignment.
Vast experience? Vast experience, you ignorant bastard. This is the guy who organized the illegal wiretapping of Americans for you. Vast experience. Let's hope Hayden gets educated on the Constitution and all of its amendments, like the Fourth, before he takes over the CIA. Then again, since Chucklenuts isn't overly fond of what he referred to as that goddamn piece of paper, Hayden seems a natural choice.
America faces determined enemies who struck our nation on September the 11th, 2001.
Woo-hoo!
And who intend to attack our country again.
Yeah!
To stop them, we must have the best possible intelligence.
All right!
Mike knows our intelligence community from the ground up.
Yes!
He has been both a provider and a consumer of intelligence.
Oh, that's wonderful!
He's overseen the development of both human and technological intelligence.
Oh, goody!
He has demonstrated an ability to adapt our intelligence services to the new challenges of the war on terror. He's the right man to lead the CIA at this critical moment in our nation's history.
I'm not going to comment on what the hell the CAA is, but never mind. What did Bush say? He's been a provider and a consumer of intelligence? What the hell does that mean? What does that mean? That the stuff that this guy illegally, unconstitutionally, sucked out of illegal wiretaps, what, he consumed that? What does that mean, George? Is that like somebody who tries to suck teenagers into a sexual liaison by getting online? Is that what that means, George? This guy is nothing but John Negroponte's footstool. And Negroponte is a murderer. Is a murderer of the highest order. He is an organizer of death squads. He is a killer. He is a torturer. How did these people get to positions of power in my country? How did this happen? How does this happen? So let's hear from old death squad Negroponte himself, who held his own little press briefing today endorsing his current Deputy National Intelligence Director, General Hayden, for CIA chief. I do believe Negroponte when he says he'll miss Hayden at the National Intelligence Department. Oh, yeah, he'll be so far away from you, won't he, Bubala, huh? Must be nice to have a like-minded criminal to eat lunch with every day, right, John? I get to hear a single press conference or announcement from the Department of National Intelligence. We now have the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, Homeland Security, the NIA, all supposedly to protect Americans? I guess it's a case of, all the better to hear you, my dear. And the insane logic is that somehow having this many separate agencies will magically improve communications between national intelligence agencies, right? You know, you have to wonder, did these morons ever play the game telephone when they were kids? No, they were never kids, never mind. The more people pass on the message, the less coherent it becomes. Remember the bitching and complaining? Remember how they tried to sidestep the responsibilities of the intelligence failure, quote, regarding 9/11? Well, we couldn't communicate with each other. Oh, God, we couldn't pick the FBI could pick up the phone and call the CIA, who couldn't pick up the phone and call anybody. So we just sat there. And they came in here and killed 3,000 people. That's the story we want you to believe. 3,000 people they killed us because we couldn't communicate. We believe the story. Believe it. So here is John Death Squad Negroponte today.
The CIA is the nation's most important repository for intelligence analysis on virtually every imaginable topic, including our highest priority areas such as Iran, North Korea, and weapons of mass destruction. Mike Hayden knows these issues from every angle, and his experience working with all intelligence customers from the president on down makes him the ideal leader for the CIA.
Jesus Christ.
Finally, let me say that I have learned a tremendous amount from Mike over the past year, and I will be sorry to lose him as my deputy. But I know that he is the right man for this challenging assignment.
Iran, North Korea, and weapons of mass destruction. The CIA is the nation's most important repository, and you, Negroponte, you've done such a fabulous job on previous intelligence matters. Matters that really inspire confidence, like your Death Squad organization, huh? Why do all these people look like Eichmann? Why do every one of these? Look at Negroponte, Adolf Eichmann. Look at this general, Adolf Eichmann. Look at Cheney, Adolf Eichmann. Look at Chertoff. Adolf Eichmann! Eichmann! Eichmann!
This world can be better today. Say I'm a dreamer, but that's okay. Without the could be and the might have been, all you got left is your fragile skin. And they put much down as a death for you.
Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hey, Truth Seekers, Mike Malloy here. Are you as alarmed as I am by the assault on our freedoms by the religious right? An essential element of freedom is the right to choose or reject religious beliefs. And this is why I fully support the Freedom From Religion Foundation, as it takes the lead in challenging the growing threat from the religious right in the United States. If you'd like further information on the dangers of living in a theocracy, please call 800-335-4021. 800-335-4021. Or visit their website, ffrf.org.
Every day, Aleve helps millions of people overcome the pain of arthritis. In recognition of Arthritis Month, Aleve is bringing one of their stories every day.
I'm Phyllis Ocean, and this is my story. When I was diagnosed, my arthritis was in my knees. I started using Aleve. You don't know how good you feel until the pain is gone.
31 people, 31 stories, 31 days of good news. That's a daily dose.
Aleve works for me.
Watch for a new story each day on national TV and AleveGoodNews.com. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
they didn't connect the dots. How come the dots weren't connected? Well, the Patriot Act helps us connect the dots. It is inexcusable to say, on the one hand, connect the dots and not give us a chance to do so. We've connected the dots, or trying to connect the dots.
Eight before the hour. Okay, last soundbite for tonight. Another one from John Death Squad Negroponte at his press conference today, praising, endorsing, practically blanking his current Deputy National Intelligence Director, General Mike Hayden, for CIA chief. Now, Negroponte, of course, did not open up for questions. Now, here's what happens when a Death Squad boy meets a real American like Helen Thomas.
Why did you want Mr. Goss fired? And also, does the CIA send detainees to secret prisons abroad?
I wouldn't characterize Mr. Goss's departure in that way, Helen. Porter had talked for some time about the possibility of leaving public service. I think that the president felt that this was an opportune time. He saw Porter, and I think Porter also had talked about himself being a transitional leader, transitioning from the old setup prior to intelligence reform to the new one. And the president just felt that this was a good time to appoint new leadership to carry the agenda forward and consolidate the reforms that Mr. Goss had initiated.
Second part of my question, do we send detainees to secret prisons abroad?
I'm just not going to comment on that question.
No, why should you? Why should you, Eichmann? You talk about the banality of evil. Hannah Arendt was so right. All you have to do is look at these people. Look at this guy when he stood up there today, aside from the fact that he looks like Mr. Death. Can you imagine Negroponte in a black shroud with the hood covering his face and a huge scythe in his hand? Can you imagine? Porter had talked some time about the possibility of leaving public office. I think the president felt this was an opportune time. Well, yeah! Isn't he right on the verge of being implicated in a major prostitution and corruption scandal? Oh, I'm not saying that Porter Goss climbed on top of one of those sex workers that Abramoff apparently set up for everybody in the MZMZMZM Incorporated scam lying crap. He didn't have to. But he's implicated in it. Helen Thomas just cracks me up. Why do you want Mr. Goss fired? And does the CIA send detainees to secret prisons abroad?
I'm just not going to comment on that question. Death to you, old lady. I just sprayed you with the death ray that shoots out of my mouth whenever I open my mouth. Death to you, old lady. You gnarled old crone. Helen Thomas, Danny Thomas. Are you Lebanese? Are you an Arab? I cannot pole vault over the rage and ill, the feelings I have about these people. Have you ever seen anything like this? So we're sitting on our collective asses now, and we're talking about it, and we're thinking to ourselves, well, surely the Democrats are going to take power in 06, and then everything will be okay, and because then they'll stop this nonsense. And then over the weekend, I got a couple of emails from people that told me that Nancy Pelosi and Howard Dean both are saying, what, impeach him? No!
No, if we can control the House and the Senate, I'm going to impeach him, Schmeech. Who's talking impeach? Ken Melman is talking impeach. Ken Melman, the chairman of the Republican National Committee, is telling America, well, as soon as the Democrats take over, they're going to impeach your president right in the middle of a war. Who do you believe? Either of them? Any of them? And as far as General Michael Hayden being confirmed as a director of CIA, when the news first broke, or the rumors of the news first broke last week, towards the end of last week, remember? Oh, well, we're not going to confirm him. Remember how many Democrats? Oh, no! Oh, no, 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 no. Even a few Republicans, even this useless waste of DNA from Georgia here, Saxby Chambliss, even he was questioning it. What do you want to bet that this guy flies through the confirmation process without any problems whatsoever? This is Air America. We'll be right back.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Jen, what's up?
Hey, how'd you know I was having a party?
Everyone knows you're having a party.
Yeah, pretty crazy, isn't it?
Totally.
Hey, I'm going to smoke up. Want to get high? Here, you'll like this.
This is the moment your guidance can prevent your teen from smoking marijuana. So visit theantidrug.com and learn how to set clear rules about drugs. Parents, the anti-drug. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Who was the first automaker to introduce factory-installed safety belts and roll stability control? First to introduce emergency trunk releases and offer head and chest side airbags? And who is working on future safety innovations like lane departure warning and blind spot alert systems? It's Ford Motor Company. Ford engineers are working to help protect children, keep families safer, and save lives. Ford, driving American innovation.
Here, America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser. Two men trapped for 2 weeks more than a half mile underground in an Australian gold mine have been freed. Rescuers and family members cheered as Brant Webb and Todd Russell walked out of the mine, then took their names off a large board, indicating that their underground shift had ended. Hospital Chief Executive Stephen Ayer says they're not just looking for physical problems with these miners.
I think the important thing will be also psychological, and that will be one of the key things that we'll be looking for.
Australian Prime Minister John Howard praised the rescue operation as a triumph of Australian mateship. Dozens of Boston College students gathered Monday to protest the administration's decision to make Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice this year's commencement speaker. Protester Esme Dupre says it's hypocritical for a Catholic college to honor anyone who supports the war in Iraq.
We're promoting basically the war and endorsing her position by having her not only here but giving her the honorary law degree. That's, I think, one of the main problems for a lot of people is the honorary law degree.
A Boston College spokesman says the college is honoring Rice's achievements as an individual, not as a representative of the Bush administration's foreign policy. The four men vying to become Newark, New Jersey's next mayor are crisscrossing New Jersey's largest city in hopes of landing votes in Tuesday's historic election. Spencer Rain reports.
Frontrunner Cory Booker enters the home stretch, pressing the flesh, focusing on turnout and making no assumptions.
I will not underestimate our opponent in this election, and nor will we take any vote for granted.
The Yale-educated, Hollywood-financed former city councilman wants to loosen the grip of gangs and redirect Newark's economy.
3 out of 4 jobs in Newark go to people that don't live in our city. We have the second lowest median income of cities in America.
Electing him mayor lifts one hat from Deputy Mayor Ron Rice, freeing him, he says, as state senator. Spencer Rain, Newark, New Jersey.
As Americans get ready for Mother's Day, one of Connecticut's better-known working mothers has some advice for those juggling a family, career, and community involvement. University of Hartford women's basketball coach Jen Rizzotti says, don't be afraid to ask for help from loved ones.
You know, family certainly is always important, and don't ever turn down help that you can get from your family and your friends.
You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. Just a little bit more on this Hayden freak. Well, by the way, Joe Lieberman is willing to give Michael Hayden what Monica gave Bill Clinton. It's the Lieberman and some of our famous Democrats are all over the place praising this Nazi. It's incredible to me, especially when someone who's Jewish, like an Orthodox Jew like Lieberman, praising someone, bending over backwards to praise someone who will slit Lieberman's throat at the right time without batting an eye. I don't get this. I don't understand this. Now, when Duke Cunningham, the congressman from Southern California, was busted and sent to prison, he pled guilty to receiving $2 million in bribes from a criminal named Mitchell Wade and his criminal company, MZM Incorporated, in exchange for whatever Cunningham did for him. ThinkProgress.org has up on their website, it's worth noting that MZM also did some unusual business with the White House. And they cite this. Over the past 3 years, MZM Incorporated was awarded several contracts worth more than $600,000 by the Executive Office of the President. They included a $140,000 deal for office furniture in 2002 and several for unspecified intelligence services. Now, the question is, why did the White House hire MZM, a defense and intelligence firm, to buy office furniture for the White House? Huh? You can go to thinkprogress.org and follow their links. Now, from TPM Muckraker from today, Justin Rood writing, while director of the National Security Agency, General Michael Hayden, contracted the services of a top executive at the company at the center of the Cunningham bribery scandal, according to two former employees of the company, Hayden, President Bush's pick to replace Portegas, head of the CIA, contracted with MZM Incorporated for the services of Lieutenant General James C. King, then a senior vice president of the company, the sources say. MZM was owned and operated by Mitchell Wade, who was admitted to bribing former Representative Randy Duke Cunningham, blah, 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 blah. Wade has also told investigators he helped arrange for prostitutes, entertain the disgraced lawmaker, and he continues to cooperate with the federal inquiry into the matter. Before joining MZM in December 2001, Lieutenant General James King served under Hayden as the National Security Agency's Associate Deputy Director for Operations and as head of the National Imagery and Mapping Agency. King worked at NSA headquarters in Fort Meade, Maryland in 2004 and 2005. He was doing special products for General Hayden as an MZM employee. Blah, 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 blah. As an MZM employee, General King was involved in a number of controversial projects. In 2002, he was a key advisor to the team creating CIFA, the Pentagon's domestic surveillance operation.
Jesus Christ.
It's a web of militaristic, psychopathic neo-Christians who want to murder everybody, including the Jews and the Muslims and the atheists and the gays and the bitchy women who won't do exactly what their husbands say and the errant children. These are Christian Reconstructionists. Don't you people get this yet? Don't you understand what is going on here? Now, TV News Lies .org has this out all over the place. So do several other people. This is a Q&A between Jonathan Landay, who was a reporter for Scripps Howard News Service, and Michael Hayden. This was at a, I believe it was at a National Press Corps speech in Q&A back in January. Landay. I'm a lawyer, but my understanding is that the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution specifies that you must have probable cause to be able to do a search that does not violate an American's right against unlawful searches and seizures. Hayden. Well, actually, the Fourth Amendment actually protects all of us against unreasonable searches and seizures. That's what it says. Landay. But the measure is probable cause, I believe. Hayden. The amendment says unreasonable search and seizure. Landay. But does it not say probable? Hayden, no. Lande, the court standard, the legal standard, Hayden, the amendment says unreasonable search and seizure. Lande, the legal standard is probable cause, General. You used the terms just a few minutes ago. You said, we reasonably believe, and a FISA court, my understanding is, would not give you a warrant if you went before them and say, we reasonably believe. You have to go to the FISA court, or the Attorney General has to go to the FISA court and say, we have probable cause. And so what many people believe, and I would like you to respond to this, General, is that what you actually have done is crafted a detour around the FISA court by creating a new standard of reasonably believe in place of probable cause. Because a FISA court will not give you a warrant based on reasonable belief. You have to show probable cause. Can you respond to that, please? General Hayden, sure. I didn't craft the authorization. I'm responding to a lawful order, all right? The Attorney General has averred to the lawfulness of the order. Just to be very clear, okay, and believe me, if there's any amendment to the Constitution that employees at the National Security Agency is familiar with, it's the Fourth, all right? And it is a reasonableness standard in the Fourth Amendment. So what you've raised to me, and I'm not a lawyer and don't want to become one, what you've raised to me, in terms of quoting the Fourth Amendment, is an issue of the Constitution. The constitutional standard is reasonable, and we believe, I'm convinced, that we're lawful because what we're doing is reasonable. Wow. Jesus, God. Here's the Fourth Amendment. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause. Supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. So there you have it, truth seeker. You have someone who you have a director of national intelligence who is an unindicted, unconvicted mass killer who organized death squads in Central America and the Middle East. You have as his associate, his assistant, who is now going to the CIA, someone who stands there in front of the public in the form of this reporter and says that the mitigating or the special section of the Fourth Amendment is reasonable belief that you can't seize anything if unless it's you can't seize it unless you have reasonable belief, because the Fourth Amendment prohibits unreasonable search and seizure. And you have the reporter standing there practically reading the Fourth Amendment to this dumb bastard, this Nazi. No warrant shall issue but upon probable cause. And the guy stands right there and just says, no, I'm sorry, you are wrong. Now, how many Democrats do you think in the Senate are going to confirm this Nazi? How many? How many Democrats in the Senate? 44? 45? How many? Let me make a prediction. 30 of them. 30 Democrats will confirm this unconscionable, uneducated Nazi. Maybe 35. What do you want to bet? What do you think Hillary Clinton and Joe Lieberman, how do you think they're going to vote? And Senator Feinstein, how do you think those three are going to vote? I will tell you right now, and I don't make political predictions because they're all a pack of whores, but I will guarantee you those three will vote in favor of confirmation of somebody who says the Fourth Amendment is not what it is. Oh, and you want a little gossip? It's all over Financial Times and MSNBC. Rupert Murdoch, the right-wing globalist Nazi, owner of Fox News, this summer is going to throw a huge fundraiser for Hillary Clinton. Will somebody send a link to that story to my good friend and the great American, Bart Kopp? Just let him know, okay? If you're perfectly comfortable with all that's been done, gaze at your daughter as engaged.
Welcome me to a friend.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Nice shot! Time out!
Basketball's fun, but I need a cold drink.
My mom's making rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Ovaltine?
Let's go!
I guess the kids will be home soon. Let's make rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Come on! Sarah's mom's making
rich chocolate Ovaltine.
All right!
My kids love Ovaltine's rich chocolate taste. And I love all those vitamins and minerals that you won't find in Nesquik powder.
Mom, we're back!
Who wants Ovaltine?
We do!
We better make more.
More Ovaltine, please!
Hey, True Seekers, Mike Malloy here. Are you as alarmed as I am by the assault on our freedoms by the religious right? An essential element of freedom is the right to choose or reject religious beliefs. And this is why I fully support the Freedom From Religion Foundation as it takes the lead in challenging the growing threat from the religious right in the United States. If you'd like further information on the dangers of living in a theocracy, please call 800-335-4021. 800-335-4021 or visit their website, ffrf.org.
Be proud, or will we be ashamed of our leadership? Greedy and arrogant, and we'll all be judged by the choices.
The Mike Malloy Show. You are now entering a flying monkey free zone.
22 past the hour. For what it's worth, UPI is reporting that XCI Director Porter Goss's number three man at the agency, who is facing investigation as part of a congressional bribe probe, has quit. That's Kyle Dusty Fago, the CIA's executive director. According to UPI, announced his resignation in an email message to agency staff. A U.S. official told UPI on condition of anonymity. Blah, 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 blah. So we'll see. Remember, UPI is owned by the Reverend Sun Myung-moon's organization, and Moon considers himself to be the latest incarnation of Jesus Christ. So put as much weight on the story as you want. I have found some things reported by UPI to be factual. Fago, Dusty Fago. Jesus Christ. Oh, God. Oh. Let's do some phone calls here while we have time. Tony is calling from Atlanta. Tony, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. You know, your soundbite of Helen Thomas there reminded me of a cartoon in our local AJC, Mike Lukovich. And a couple of weeks ago, he had a cartoon of Bush there in front of Walter Reed Army Hospital talking to the patients with their bandaged stumps and their wounds and everything. And he said, yeah. There I was, eye to eye with Helen Thomas.
Yeah, Lukovich. I love Lukovich. You know, I do this show from Atlanta.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, okay.
I followed you years ago, back before you got fired at WSB.
Which time?
I don't know.
Oh, my
Maybe
God.
Maybe the second time.
Yeah, I love Lukovich's cartoons, political cartoons. He is a genius. There is no question. And I love to watch how the neocons just get their bloomers in a terrible wad. Every time he hits a direct hit, man, don't they go crazy? They call him a commie and America hater and all.
Yeah. Oh, unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable.
He's really good.
A couple of things real quick. I'm reading about this guy named Matt Thomas, who has this organization called Alliance for Marriage, who is hooked up arm in arm with Matt with Frist, whatever his name is in the Senate. I can't even remember his name at this point.
Bill Frist, the senator from Tennessee.
Yeah, Bill Frist, as Janine Frist calls him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't even say Frist anymore. It's got to be Frist.
I know. Randy started that, didn't she?
I don't know. Maybe
I think Randy Rhodes does that.
Yeah, maybe she did.
Yeah.
But anyway, this guy, Matt Daniels, has seized upon this Alliance for Marriage. And he is now helping everybody sponsor this constitutional amendment against marriage for one woman and one man. And I just, anyway, it's worth looking into.
Wait a minute, a constitutional amendment in favor of?
In favor of marriage for only one woman.
One woman, right, okay. Is this the same group that believes in what they call covenant marriages, that once you're married, period?
Well, I guess so.
I'm sure they probably do. Yeah.
I guess it is.
Yeah.
But anyway, I just wanted you to look into that. But I really wanted to wish you actually say goodbye. I've got Air America has been a lifeline to me, and I understand that our station here in Atlanta, WWAA, has been bought out by some new people, and effective June 1st, it's going to be probably right-wing radio again.
That's what I've heard.
Yep. And, you know, Atlanta is now a virtual vomitorium of right-wing radio.
Yeah, there's nothing on the airwaves here after Air America goes.
Yeah.
Nothing except, and which is insane because so many people have moved to this part of the country, or to Atlanta from other parts of the country. They're not necessarily right-wing freaks. But this is Atlanta in 2006, and this is the way it's going to be.
Yeah, unfortunately it is, and I guess I'm going to have to look into XM radio here because as of June 1st, it looks like the AM band is going to be silent for Air America here in Atlanta.
It looks that way. I'm not sure how that is manifesting. They don't send me the emails about what goes on in these local stations, but XM would be a great choice. I'm not a very confident flyer. I fly a lot now, but flying out to Sacramento last week, I spent most of the flight listening to Randy Rhodes and Janine and Sam because XM is available for free on AirTran. So,
yeah.
You know, I'm flying around at 38,000 feet listening to Randy, and I kept thinking, okay, this will keep my airplane up.
But it's amazing in the sixth or seventh largest market in the country that Air America is going to be silent. Surely somebody will pick it up, but who knows?
I hope. Hey, listen, thanks for checking in, Tony.
Thank you, Mike.
Appreciate your call. Take care. We'll be right back. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
Is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Every day, Aleve helps millions of people overcome the pain of arthritis. In recognition of Arthritis Month, Aleve is bringing you one of their stories every day.
I'm Phyllis Ocean. This is my story. When I was diagnosed, my arthritis was in my knees. I started using Aleve. You don't know how good you feel until the pain is gone.
31 people, 31 stories, 31 days of good news. That's a daily dose.
Aleve works for me.
Watch for a new story each day on national TV and AleveGoodNews.com. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
Whether you have health insurance or not, chances are you don't have dental or vision coverage. But now, with the Optimum Health Discount Card, you and your family can get substantial savings of up to 60% off every time you visit your dentist or eye care professional. Because this is not insurance, everyone is accepted, even if you or your family members have pre-existing conditions. For only $9.95 a month, you, your spouse, and your children are all covered. Your membership includes access to our combined nationwide network of over 75,000 participating dentists and eye care professionals. Call right now and we'll also include for free the RX Saver discount prescription card. The RX Saver is accepted in most pharmacies nationwide and provides savings of up to 60% off most medications. Call our toll-free number now at 1-866-333-3000. That's 1-866-333-3000. Use the Optimum Health discount card risk-free for 30 days and start saving now on all of your dental and vision care needs. Call 1-866-333-3000. Again, 1-866-333-3000.
Some of the best minds in the automotive industry, using some of the most sophisticated design facilities. Engineers from Ford Motor Company are working together on a common mission, creating safer cars for our families and our children. Ford is renewing its commitment to driving American innovation. At the core of that effort is your safety, because every single life saved is worth it. Ford, driving American innovation.
26 before the hour. We are finishing part 3, chapter 4, or we have finished it, as a matter of fact. George Orwell's 1984. We are now about to begin part 3, chapter 5, or if you're doing it the other way, chapter 23 in the book. When we left off Friday, O'Brien had come to Winston Smith's cell, and Winston had started feeling a little bit better about himself. He had gained some weight. He wasn't as vile as he had been at the height of the torture at the hands of O'Brien. But O'Brien pointed out to him, he asked him a question. He said, what do you think of Big Brother? What are your feelings towards Big Brother? And Winston Smith said, I hate him. And O'Brien said, well, it's not enough to obey him. You have to love him. And then he turned to the guards and he said about Winston Smith, take him to room 101. And that's where we pick it up tonight. At each stage of his imprisonment, he had known, or seemed to know, whereabouts he was in the windowless building. Possibly there were slight differences in the air pressure. The cells where the guards had beaten him were below ground level. The room where he'd been interrogated by O'Brien was high up near the roof. This place was many meters underground, as deep down as it was possible to go. It was bigger than most of the cells he had been in, but he hardly noticed his surroundings. All he noticed was that there were two small tables straight in front of him, each covered with green baize. One was only a meter or two from him, the other was further away near the door. He was strapped upright in a chair, so tightly that he could move nothing, not even his head. A sort of pad gripped his head from behind, forcing him to look straight in front of him. For a moment, he was alone. Then the door opened, and O'Brien came in. You asked me once, said O'Brien, what was in room 101? I told you that you knew the answer already. Everyone knows it. The thing that is in room 101 is the worst thing in the world. The door opened again. A guard came in carrying something made of wire, a box or basket of some kind. He set it down on the further table. Because of the position in which O'Brien was standing, Winston could not see what the thing was. The worst thing in the world, said O'Brien, varies from individual to individual. It may be burial alive, or death by fire, or by drowning, or by impalement, or 50 other deaths. There are cases where it is some trivial thing, not even fatal. He had moved a little to one side so that Winston had a better view of the thing on the table. It was an oblong wire cage with a handle on top for carrying it by. Fixed to the front of it was something that looked like a fencing mask, with the concave side outwards. Although it was 3 or 4 meters away from him, he could see that the cage was divided lengthways into two compartments, and that there was some kind of creature in each. They were rats. In your case, said O'Brien, the worst thing in the world happens to be rats. A sort of premonitory tremor, a fear of what he was not certain had passed through Winston as soon as he caught his first glimpse of the cage. But at this moment, the meaning of the mask-like attachment in front of him suddenly sank into him. His bowels seemed to turn to water. You can't do that, he cried out in a high, cracked voice. You couldn't. It's impossible. Do you remember? Said O'Brien, the moment of panic that used to occur in your dreams. There was a wall of blackness in front of you and a roaring sound in your ears. There was something terrible on the other side of the wall. You knew that you knew what it was, but you dared not drag it into the open. It was the rats that were on the other side of the wall. Oh, O'Brien, said Winston, making an effort to control his voice. You know this is not necessary. What is it that you want me to do? O'Brien made no direct answer. When he spoke, it was the schoolmasterish manner that he sometimes affected. He looked thoughtfully into the distance as though he were addressing an audience somewhere behind Winston's back. By itself, he said, pain is not always enough. There are occasions when a human being will stand out against pain, even to the point of death, but for everyone there is something unendurable, something that cannot be contemplated. Courage and cowardice are not involved. If you are falling from a height, it is not cowardly to clutch at a rope. If you have come up from deep water, it is not cowardly to fill your lungs with air. It is merely an instinct which cannot be destroyed. It is the same with the rats. For you, they are unendurable. They are a form of pressure that you cannot withstand, even if you wish to. You will do what is required of you. But what is it? What is it? How can I do it if I don't know what it is? O'Brien picked up the cage and brought it across to the nearer table. He set it down carefully on the baize cloth. Winston could hear the blood singing in his ears. He had the feeling of sitting in utter loneliness. He was in the middle of a great empty plain, a flat desert drenched with sunlight, across which all sounds came to him from out of immense distances. Yet the cage with the rats was not 2 meters away from him. They were enormous rats. They were at the age when a rat's muzzle grows blunt and fierce and his fur brown instead of gray. "The rat," said O'Brien, still addressing his invisible audience, "although a rodent, is carnivorous. You are aware of that. You will have heard of the things that happen in the poor quarters of this town. In some streets, a woman dare not leave her baby alone in the house, even for 5 minutes. The rats are certain to attack it. Within quite a small time, they will strip it to the bones. They also attack sick or dying people. They show astonishing intelligence in knowing when a human being is helpless." There was an outburst of squeals from the cage. It seemed to reach Winston from far away. The rats were fighting. They were trying to get at each other through the partition. He heard also a deep groan of despair. That, too, seemed to come from outside himself. O'Brien picked up the cage, and as he did so, pressed something in it. There was a sharp click. Winston made a frantic effort to tear himself loose from the chair. It was hopeless. Every part of him, even his head, was held immovably. O'Brien moved the cage nearer. It was less than a meter from Winston's face. "I have pressed the first lever," said O'Brien. "You understand the construction of this cage. The mask will fit over your head, leaving no exit. When I press this other door, the door of the cage will slide up. These starving brutes will shoot out of it like bullets. Have you ever seen a rat leap through the air? They will leap onto your face and bore straight into it. Sometimes they attack the eyes first. Sometimes they burrow through the cheeks and devour the tongue." The cage was nearer. It was closing in. Winston heard a succession of shrill cries, which appeared to be occurring in the air above his head, but he fought furiously against his panic. To think, even with a split second left, to think was the only hope. Suddenly, the foul, musty odor of the brutes struck his nostrils. There was a violent convulsion of nausea inside of him, and he almost lost consciousness. Everything had gone black. For an instant he was insane, a screaming animal, yet he came out of the blackness clutching an idea. There was one, and only one way to save himself. He must interpose another human being, the body of another human being, between himself and the rats. The circle of the mask was large enough now to shut out the vision of anything else. The wire door was a couple of handspans from his face. The rats knew what was coming now. One of them was leaping up and down. The other, an old scaly grandfather of the sewers, stood up with his pink hands against the bars and fiercely sniffed the air. Winston could see the whiskers and the yellow teeth. Then again the black panic took hold of him. He was blind, helpless, mindless. It was a common punishment in Imperial China, said O'Brien, as didactically as ever. The mask was closing on his face. The wire brushed his cheek. And then, it was not relief, only hope, a tiny fragment of hope. Too late, perhaps too late, but he had suddenly understood that in the whole world, there was just one person to whom he could transfer his punishment, one body that he could thrust between himself and the rats, and he was shouting frantically over and over, "Do it to Julia! Do it to Julia! Not me! Julia, I don't care what you do to her! Tear her face off! Strip her to the bones! Not me! Julia! Not me! Not me!" He was falling backwards into enormous depths away from the rats. He was still strapped in the chair, but he had fallen through the floor, through the walls of the building, through the earth, through the oceans, through the atmosphere, into outer space, into the gulfs between the stars, always away, away, away from the rats. He was light years distant, but O'Brien was still standing at his side. There was still the cold touch of wire against his cheek, but through the darkness that enveloped him, he heard another metallic click and knew that the cage door had clicked shut and not open.
Show on Air America Radio. Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor, now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. Working.
Well, I'm 72 years old, and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420.
10 before the hour. Thanks to our engineers in New York, Justin Yuen and Jason Isaac. D. Neal, our associate producer, handle your phone calls. Also thanks to the usual crew, Chris in Minnesota, our senior correspondent, Mark Marshall, our webmaster, Ben Birch, WhiteRoseSociety.org, and Jim Harkins, our music bureau chief, Catherine Bays, the executive producer of this program. Back to the phone calls. Lewis is calling from Coral Springs, Florida. Lewis, welcome to the program. Hey, Lewis.
Yes, hello, Mike.
Hello, Lewis.
Yes, Mike, how you doing? What I wanted to say is that I heard the pig man talking today, and the pig man said he's going to laugh and be happy when we lose in November.
Sure, of course.
And that made me so sick. Mike, we have to hit the streets. Whether we win or lose the House in November, we have to hit the streets like the immigrants and stop working and scream to impeach this bastard.
Well, I certainly do believe in expressing our First Amendment rights, Lewis. I do.
Yeah, and also two quick things. I'm very proud of actor Alec Baldwin. He stood against Sean Hannity, but Sean Hannity made it seem like he was the winner. And also, I'm anti-death penalty.
All right. Well, I'm noting this stuff, Lewis. You're anti-death penalty, but be careful when you listen to Limbaugh and Hannity, because they shoot death rays out through the radio and will get inside your head and turn your head into mush.
Okay, buddy.
All right, take care, Lewis. I appreciate you checking in. You have a nice night. Les is calling from Chattanooga. Les, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you, Mike, and happy Tuesday to everybody in Eastern Time Zone.
Well, thank you very much.
Hey, man, thanks for the memories. You run through that book. It flashed me back to I got gassed with in my taxi cab at UC Berkeley. Was that thing was going on back in the 60s?
Really?
And then got introduced to a thing, and this seems to be fitting the pattern. It's kind of spooky to the Trilateral Commission, who set puppets up for our candidates for, you know, presidency.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, controlled, you know, outside of America or American doctrine. You know, it's just, wow, it just knocked me over. To see how, you know, things are going on and paralleling all this stuff. Like, I remember the cage and the face and that kind of stuff that, you know, just awesome, man. So I don't know what to pass on here, buddy, except happy Tuesday to you and everybody else.
Well, thanks a lot. I appreciate you checking in, Les. You don't have to call this program with great, profound statements. Sometimes you can just call in and say, hey, we're out here listening. So thanks a lot, okay?
Thank you.
All right, sir. Take care. Appreciate it. Will is calling from Brooklyn. Will, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Mike. I want to talk about the effect of the government transferring more power to the armed forces in twofold. First, Hayden, the Air Force Department of Defense guy to run the CIA.
Mm-hmm.
And the second was Rumsfeld and the DOD having the power to send special forces into countries without the approval of a U.S. ambassador. They only need to notify them
mm-hmm.
that their diplomats are in danger by threatening their diplomatic immunity. Now, Mel Hayden is an administration pawn. Do you think that this transfer of power to the armed forces will see any blowback in the future?
Inevitably it will. I don't think these people understand that, or else they don't care. The model, of course, is the people we are allegedly fighting now, and allegedly those are the people who allegedly came to this country on September 11th and blew the hell out of Lower Manhattan and the Pentagon. They came as a direct result of our activities in Afghanistan after the Soviet Union had invaded, and we armed and supported the Mujahideen, among whom was Osama bin Laden. So if you believe in blowback, if you believe that every action has an equal and opposite reaction, if you believe in consequences, both intended and unintended, then I would say yes. The answer to your question is yes. Eventually, this is going to come back and rip holes in our midsection. It's a shame that at a time when we desperately need leadership, we have psychopathic Nazi clowns running this country, military and non-military. It's just unbelievable. But it's
right. I mean, it's come to the point where you have how many tours can our guys go off being ill-equipped and ill-cared for? You have these retired generals speaking up. And Louis Lapham, the editor of Harper's, wrote some time ago about a possible military coup. Now, I don't know if it's going to go that far, but maybe 5 years of gutting the talent out of our agencies and replacing them with yes men, as, combined with the 750 signing statements, has totally drained the will of our men to defend the country and the Constitution. What do you think?
I think it's a very good possibility of all that happening. I read Louis Lapham's essay. He was, in that particular one, I think he was referring to people who were suggesting that a benign military coup was about the only way out of this horror. But at the same time, I don't know if benign military coup is not a contradiction in terms, is not in insanity. I can't think of a time in history, not just our history, but any history, excuse me, where a democratically elected government was overthrown by military and it became benign. Some people say, what about Chavez in Venezuela? No, I don't think so. What about Musharraf in Pakistan? No, I don't think so. So I don't know, we are living in the times of a Chinese curse, the curse being may you live in interesting times. So I hope that somehow we come out of this. Hey, I gotta leave it there. Thanks a lot for checking in, Will. I appreciate your call. That's it for tonight. Thanks for checking in. Thanks for participating, however you did that. I'll see you tomorrow night, okay? Take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Malloy on Air America Radio.
Every day, Aleve helps millions of people overcome the pain of arthritis. In recognition of Arthritis Month, Aleve is bringing you one of their stories every day.
I'm Phyllis Ocean, and this is my story. When I was diagnosed, my arthritis was in my knees. I started using Aleve. You don't know how good you feel until the pain is gone.
31 people, 31 stories, 31 days of good news. That's a daily dose.
Aleve works for me.
Watch for a new story each day on national TV and AleveGoodNews.com. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
Okay, class, let's get back to vocabulary. Who can use the word rich in a sentence? Allison?
I like the rich colors of autumn leaves.
Very good. Kenny?
Rich chocolate Ovaltine rocks!
Okay, Kenny, try another one.
Ovaltine has a rich chocolatey taste. It's rich in nutrition, and it's richer in vitamins and minerals than Nesquik powder.
I get the point, Kenny. You love your Ovaltine, but...
That's rich chocolate Ovaltine, Mrs. McGee.
Got it.
More Ovaltine, please!